Let's turn to optimality conditions, okay, which are our actual goal. So this was a fast summary of some geometric properties, which now we are going to use. Okay, geometric properties of how to approximate a region of the space with a cone. And our necessary optimality condition says the following. First of all, let's suppose that f is differentiable. At a given point in capital F. Okay. So we want to check optimality, so the first thing, the point must belong in the region. If the point does not belong to the region, it's not an interesting point. Okay? There's no interesting to check in whether it is optimal or not. It can't be. It's unfeasible. So, if x bar is a local minimum point of our optimization problem, then the scalar product of the gradient of f of x bar with any direction d which lies in the tangent zone is greater or equal than 0. Okay? You don't get the gradient to be 0. You get this property on the gradient. As you will see in a moment, the proof of this is almost the same as the proof we did in the unconstrained case. Okay? The main difference is that in the unconstrained case we could take any direction. Okay? Here we have a feasible region to take care of. Okay? Indeed, if you want, the theorem for the unconstrained case is a particular case of this. Okay. Now, suppose for a moment that x is the full Rn. Okay, unconstrained optimization. Well, what is the tangent cone? What is the tangent cone to the full space in x bar? Let's see if you got it. It's the full space. You could also get it from here. The full space is an open set, okay? And so the cone is everything. Okay? But it's reasonable. If the point, if we have no constraints, I can approach the point along any direction. So, in the unconstrained case, this red condition is telling you that the gradient must have a non-negative scalar product with every vector in Rn. Okay? Which vector can have a non-negative scalar product with all other vectors? Okay. Un vettore che ha prodotto scalare maggiore o uguale di zero con tutti i vettori. Tutti. Zero. Zero is the unique vector which has non-negative scalar product with all other possible vectors. Okay. So, the necessary condition for the unconstrained case is here as a particular case. Okay.
You simply don't need to make it in this way, greater equal than zero for all direction in Rn. It's zero, it's simpler. Okay, if you want a proof of this, just take as a direction minus the gradient. Okay, it will be that minus the square of its norm has to be positive. That is, its norm has to be zero. Okay, and the unique vector with zero norm is the zero vector. Okay, that's to make it even more formal. Okay, we can prove it. Where can I prove it? There are a number of things I would like to keep, too many. Okay, I will do pictures. I will make pictures once again. Really, you will see that the proof is always the same proof with Taylor's formula. So that I could have done this at the very beginning when we did optimality conditions, but maybe I would have scared you too much at the beginning of the course with these forms. But the proof is, okay, let's take a direction in the tangent form. Okay, what does it mean if it's a direction in the tangent form? It means that we have this sequence decay of direction which converts to d, and this sequence of values dk which go down to zero, such that x k plus dk belongs to capital X. Okay. Moreover, x bar is a local minimum point. Okay, since it is a local minimum point, well, there exists x minimum, local minimum, implies that for some epsilon greater than 0, f at x bar is less or equal than f at x, for all x which belongs both to x and to the ball of center x bar in radius epsilon. Okay. Notice that x bar plus tk dk converge to x bar. Okay. So, if k is large enough, this point belongs also to the ball of radius of center x bar in radius epsilon. Okay, so here you have, let's say, here you have capital X, you have x bar, you have the ball. You have the ball here. Then you have the sequence of this point. The sequence of this point is converging to x bar, so in the end it will end up in the ball. Okay? So, we will be interested in k that goes to plus infinity, okay? So, for us, we can say that this point belongs both to the ball and both to the feasible region. So, by optimality of x bar, we know that the function f computed at this point is greater or equal than the function computed at x bar. Okay? The function in x bar has a value which is less or equal than the function in this point. Okay? If k is large enough. Why did I write it as a difference? Because I want to use Taylor's formulas. Okay? Exactly like we did in the unconstrained case. So, by Taylor's formula, this is equal to tk, the gradient of f in x bar times dk plus some residual. Okay. I can divide by tk, so that here, okay, let me do it in red. I can divide by tk, so that here we don't have tk, and here we have tk. Okay? Now we can take the limit as k goes to plus infinity. Dk goes to d, this is no longer here. So this quantity goes to the scalar product of the gradient with d, and this goes to zero as it is the residual in Taylor's formula. Okay? So this goes to zero. So all of this goes to the gradient of f at x bar times d. Okay? But all these values were greater or equal than zero. So, also the limit is greater or equal than zero. Okay? Which is what we wanted to prove. We took a direction in the tangent cone and we proved that this scalar product is greater or equal than zero. Okay? If you look back at your notes, for the unconstrained case, the proof was exactly the same. I ended up this way. And then I told you, okay, rather than b, take minus b, so you get also that it is less or equal than zero. And you get that it is equal to zero, that this scalar product is equal to zero for every direction in the space. Okay? So the vector must be the zero vector. Here, I cannot take minus b. Okay? Because if b belongs to the tangent cone, there is no reason why minus b should belong to the tangent cone. Okay? So, here, okay, this direction is feasible, so it belongs to the tangent cone. Okay? This other direction doesn't belong to the tangent cone. Okay? This one is in the tangent cone, this one is not. Okay. So when you are dealing with the constraint case, you have to stop the proof here. You can't go on. Okay. You have to test the optimality checking the gradient versus all directions in the tangent cone. Okay. The unconstrained case, as we discussed before, is a particular case. Okay, this optimality condition is not very handy. Okay? Non è molto maneggevole. Okay? Why it is not? One thing is to check that the gradient is the zero vector. Okay? Another thing is to check this condition for all directions in the tangent cone. Okay. Tangent cone is made by uncountable infinity of directions generally. Okay. So it is not a very practical optimality condition, but it's what we have at hand. Okay? If k capital X is convex, we can rephrase this optimality condition exploiting this thing. Feasible directions are in the tangent cone, and all directions in the tangent cone are leads of sequences of feasible directions. Okay? We know that feasible directions have a very peculiar have a very peculiar form, as I showed you earlier. Okay? They are all of the type x minus x bar, all multiplied by an appropriate coefficient. Okay? So if x is convex, this condition implies this other one, where I give a peculiar form to the directions. X, if there is X capital X is convex, X minus X bar is a feasible direction, and so it is in the tangent cone. So I have this. Okay? But all directions in the tangent cone are done this way, or are the limit of directions which are done this way. So they are the limit, and there should be an xk, and you take the limit. So this is actually if and only. Okay, I give you a bit more details. Suppose this is true. Okay, this means that this scalar product is greater or equal than zero for all directions in the common feasible directions. Now, if you take a direction in the tangent cone, it is the limit of an appropriate sequence of directions in the cone of feasible directions. Okay? In the convex case, any direction in the tangent cone is the limit of an appropriate sequence of feasible directions. So, this direction satisfies this property. You take the limit, and taking the limit, you get that also the limit satisfies this property. Okay. So this is the formal statement for this equivalence. Okay. If you are a bit confident with sequencing, you just say this is true for all points, so it is true also for all points in the closure of this set. So if F is convex, you can rephrase the optimality condition in this way. Okay. Now I don't need properties anymore, so I can erase them. And let me just show you a geometric view of this. Let's take always this region here. Okay. We know that the tangent cone, if we take this as a point, x bar, the tangent cone is done this way.
How has the gradient of F to be done for this to be possibly a minimum point? Well, however you take, if you look at this one, you say, however I take a direction in the tangent form, here, it must have a positive scalar product with the gradient. Okay? So, which are the vectors who have positive scalar product with all of these vectors? Well, are all vectors inside here. Okay? If I take a vector here, as negative scalar product in this direction. Okay? If I take it here, as negative scalar product in this direction. If I take it here, it has negative scalar product in both. Okay? Or if you want to see it with minus the gradient, you are asking that minus the gradient of F has to be here. Okay. Minus the gradient of X is the direction of mean of maximum asymptotic degrees. Okay. You see, these directions all point out of the region. Okay. This direction, minus the gradient here, does not, the direction itself it points out, but the direction of maximum degrees is this one, so it involves also this one. Okay. If you want to see the condition on here, you say, let's take any x here. This is x, so that this is x minus x bar. The gradient must have positive scalar product with all these gradients, so the angle should be at most 90 degrees with all of them. Okay, so it has to be here. Or if you use minus the gradient of x must have negative scalar product with all these vectors. Okay, so this angle should be 90 degrees or more, all these angles. Okay. This is the geometry of these two conditions. Okay. Oh, there's also a further property of the tangent cone which I forgot, which is interesting. The shape of the tangent cone depends only on how x is done around the point, okay? Because the definition involves sequences which converge to the point. What happens far away in the region is not relevant, okay? Formally, it should be said this way. If you take the tangent cone, not to x, but to x, intersected any ball around x bar, the tangent cone does not change. Okay? It's a local property. Okay. And this is connected, this local property is connected to the fact that we can give necessary optimality conditions of this kind for local means. Okay. The shape of the tangent cone depends on the point, but depends on how the region is done around the point, not everywhere.
So we will use this, actually we will use this one in algorithms, because we will suppose X, capital X, to be convex, okay? For the first run of algorithms, for instance, the one I will start to show you on Thursday, we will suppose this to be convex so that we can use this one. Okay. In the unconstrained case, we also have a nice, we have a nice optimality conditions for convex function. Okay. X bar is a minimum of a convex function if and only if the gradient is zero. Okay. Well, it just requires one line of proof to show you that in the constraint case, if capital X is convex and function F is convex as well, this optimality condition is also sufficient. Okay? So I will make this into a formal statement. Necessary and sufficient optimality conditions for convex optimization. So, first of all, suppose as usual that F is differentiable, otherwise we don't have the gradient. It is enough to suppose it at our point of interest. And let X be a convex set and F be a convex function. Then, okay, convex subjective function over a convex set, so we don't have the trouble of local and global minima because they are the same. Okay, one of the very first lectures. So we can say that X is a minimum point of our constrained optimization problem if and only if we have that condition. For any x in capital F, the scalar product between the gradient of F at x bar and x minus x bar is greater or equal to zero. Okay? If and only if. So we have a once again, in the convex case, we have a complete characterization of optimality by this condition. Okay? So, our goal will be to find an X bar which satisfies all these inequalities. Okay? And I will try to show you on Thursday smart ways to do this. Okay? Oh, the proof. The proof, we don't need to prove that the condition is necessary because it is this theorem, okay, what we proved before. We just need to prove that this condition is sufficient. Okay. Convexity. Convexity of F tells us that F at Y, no, sorry, that F at X is greater or equal than F at X bar plus the scalar product of the gradient of f of x bar with f minus x bar. Okay? This is the characterization of convex functions. A function is convex if and only if this inequality holds for every x in a range. Okay? In the unconstrained case, we concluded this is zero, so we prove that f at x is greater or equal than f at x bar. But here we just do the same because we have this as an assumption. So whenever I take x in capital X, this quantity is greater or equal than zero, so this all of this is greater or equal than f at x bar. Okay? Here we use our assumption. Okay, so just to conclude, we had to introduce a tool named the Boolean tangent cone to get a necessary optimality condition, which says that the gradient must have an acute angle, an angle of less than 90 degrees, with all directions in the tangent cone. Okay? It's a necessary optimality condition. If the region is convex, we can rephrase this condition in this way because we can replace the directions in the tangent cone with feasible directions, and feasible direction up to multiplication by a scalar at this form, x minus x bar for every x in the region. Okay? If also the function is convex, this condition turns out to be also sufficient. Okay, so Thursday and the final set of lecture after Easter break will be devoted to develop a couple of algorithms for this case. Okay. Not only this case here. We will suppose that the region is convex, but not necessarily F. Okay. I will start you giving a general approach on Thursday, and then we will see a number of algorithms which follow in this approach. Okay. After we manage to discuss all these issues, I will have to come back to optimality conditions. At the beginning of the lecture I said, well, X could be described by a set of inequalities or a set of equalities. Okay? I will go back to this optimality condition and I will show you how we can eliminate the tangent cone and replace it with formulas coming from the functions which describe capital X. Okay? It is described as, for instance, by some inequalities. I will not want to have this anymore. I would like to have something which is given by those functions. Okay? In such a way that those functions play the role that now is played by the tangent cone. Okay, so that we don't have any abstract tool, okay, geometric tool, but just algebra. Okay? Se abbiamo l'algebra, possiamo tranquillamente trattare tutte queste condizioni, se invece abbiamo solo la geometria, rimangono sulla carta. Okay, let me say also in English. Oh, if we have geometry, we must do some geometric consideration. And you cannot code them into a computer program. Okay? If you have algebraic expressions which describe you the tangent cone,
somehow you can turn that into a code.
Okay, so let's meet on Thursday morning, 9 a.m.